From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes his 11th message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 3, verse 17, the concluding verse of the account of the children of Israel passing over the Jordan on dry ground, as the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord stood in the midst of the river. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns has been calling attention to the truth that Christ had a clear purpose of full salvation for all His people when He died on the cross. God had promised Joshua that He would bring all the people safely into the Promised Land. If one had been left behind, God's purpose would have failed. In the same manner, Christ will have all of His people. To accomplish God's purpose, the Lord Jesus undertook a great task. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, Christ succeeded in His purpose because His work was perfectly adapted to achieve its purpose. Ungodly men have always ridiculed the idea of the substitutionary atonement of Christ and imputed righteousness. But as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Finally, Dr. Cairns declares that the success of Christ's work brings great comfort to all of His people. Here is solid ground for assurance for the strongest as well as the weakest of saints, because Christ's work is crowned with absolute success. Before Dr. Cairns concludes the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text is found in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. There are several instructive features in our Savior's prayer in His hour of trial. It was lonely prayer. He withdrew even from His three favored disciples. Believer, be much in solitary prayer, especially in times of trial. Family prayer, social prayer, prayer in the church will not suffice. These are very precious, but the best beaten spice will smoke in your censer in your private devotions, where no ear hears but God's. It was humble prayer. Luke says he knelt, but another evangelist says he fell on his face. Where then must be thy place, thou humble servant of the great Master? What dust and ashes should cover thy head? Humility gives us a good foothold in prayer. There is no hope of prevalence with God unless we abase ourselves that He may exalt us in due time. It was filial prayer. Abba, Father. You will find it a stronghold in the day of trial to plead your adoption. You have no rights as a subject. You have forfeited them by your treason. But nothing can forfeit a child's right to a father's protection. Be not afraid to say, My Father, hear my cry. Observe that it was persevering prayer. He prayed three times. Cease not until you prevail. Be as the importunate widow whose continual coming earned what her first supplication could not win. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Lastly, it was the prayer of resignation. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Yield, and God yields. Let it be as God wills, and God will determine for the best. Be thou content to leave thy prayer in His hands, who knows when to give, and how to give, and what to give, and what to withhold. So pleading, earnestly, importunately, yet with humility and resignation, thou shalt surely prevail.
For my sin he was wounded, for my guilt crucified, for my debt paid a ransom, for my straying he died, for my acts of rebellion, for my deeds full of pride. My Savior was beaten, my Lord crucified.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. In addition, there are feature articles about Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, as well as a tribute to the great American theologian, B.B. Warfield. Also, there's a missionary focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues such as, what is revival? Can women be pastors? And how do we distinguish faith from presumption? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
the Word of God states God's assurance of salvation to us on the sole merits of Christ's atonement. What does he say in Exodus 12:13? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The sword of vengeance will not touch you. The angel of death and damnation will not bring you down. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Do you see the absolute connection? The finished work, the shed blood applied to the heart. The assurance of salvation. Job 33:24 has a little part of a passage that I preached on some years ago, and it's a passage that always blesses my own heart. Deliver him from going down to the pit. Why? I have found a ransom. There is the announcement of God to heaven, earth, and hell. Deliver him from going down to the pit. For I have found the ransom. I've seen the blood. I've received the finished work. And that's why again and again we read in the New Testament about Christ that he is able. Hebrews 7:25, he's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. In Hebrews 2:18, he's able to succor his people. In 2 Timothy 1:12, he is able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. In Jude 24, he's able to keep us and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. In Philippians 3:21, he'll change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working of his power, whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He is able, he is able, he is able. That's the constant message of Scripture. What's the basis of it? Because the means he took to achieve his purpose were perfectly adapted to that end. That leads me to the final thing. The success of Christ's work, as I have sought to describe it and illustrate it from Joshua 3, is a great comfort to all his people. Who among the children of Israel was safe? Do you see that big, broad-shouldered, strapping, six-foot man who could carry a load on his back, who could climb a mountain or wade a stream? Do you see him stride across? Is he safe? Yes, he is. Why? Because of his strength? No, sir. Because of the ark standing in the water. You see that little, weak, timid woman, worn out by toil and care and worry, delicately adventuring into the water? Tell me, or where the water was, is she more or less secure than the big fellow who stepped out before her? She's just as secure as he. The ark stood there for her as well. I want you to get the picture here. Safety depends not on our strength, our willpower, our ability. Can I go even further? It does not even depend on the amount of our faith. It depends on the object of our faith, namely the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Christ's covenant people are safe. Listen. None of them will fail to obtain salvation. None of them will be kept out of heaven. John 17:12. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. None of them is lost. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. None of them is lost. The only one of the disciples lost was the son of perdition. He was never among Christ's sheep. None of them is lost. I hope that God will, by His Spirit, witness that to our hearts this morning. None of them is lost. Some of you have been saved for a while, and yet you've been troubled. I have talked to people over the years. I couldn't tell you how many. Seems that everywhere I've gone preaching, it doesn't matter what part of the world, it doesn't matter what culture the people are from, it doesn't matter their educational level, it doesn't matter their brain ability. This is the recurring problem. I've trusted Christ with all the honesty that I knew on the basis of His Word. I've come to Christ and I've asked Him to save me. I'm closed in with Him. I have no hope in myself. I despise my sin. I despise my self-righteousness. I have no hope but Christ. And yet, I'm constantly concerned. Maybe at the end, He'll disown me. Maybe at the end I'll perish. Maybe at the end my faith will not be good enough. I want you to stop today and get a sight of Christ. How much faith does it take to save? Let me tell you, even little faith is saving faith, because it's not faith that saves in reality at all. It is Christ who saves. It is Christ who saves. And the faith that is in Christ is secure. Not because of its amount, not because of the excellence of the person who exercised it, but because of Christ. When we sing that hymn, "Jesus paid it all," we don't mean that He paid most of it, almost all. And if we can just pay the last little bit, we'll be okay. No, it means He paid it all. Every last cent of our debt. Jesus bore it all. All our sin. All the wrath of God. What a comfort. What an assurance. This gives you a view of the person of Christ that will yield an encouragement even to the weakest believer, and will give you a solid ground for your assurance. Jesus never fails. Jesus cannot fail. His work is crowned with absolute success. But listen, He can't be successful if one sinner who has ever received Him as Savior and Lord fails to get clean over into the promised land. If one sinner who has ever had Christ as a Savior fails to get to heaven, now listen to me very carefully, even Jesus Christ Himself could not remain in glory. He can't be there a failure. He can't be there without the people whom He purchased. No power of heaven, earth, or hell, or all combined, can keep out of God's Canaan even the weakest, trembling soul who has Christ for his Savior. That's the complete success of the saving work of Christ. May God stamp it on our hearts. May he fill our souls with a joy that we've never had before in the realization of who and what our Savior is to us and what we have and are in him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.